Good morning. My presentation this morning is on community-centered multi-sectoral response to sexual and gender-based violence in an informal settlement in Nairobi, Kenya. This is an experience of the Women's Justice Empowerment Initiative, WEJI, in Kibera, Kenya. And this initiative was a U.S. government initiative that was launched in the year 2005. The co-authors to this paper include Nelly Miner. She is our gender advisor in the Kenya Country Office. We also have Gwen Hainsworth. She is at our HQ in Boston. And basically, this presentation will be is an illustration of the capacity of community members to mobilize and organize themselves to provide referral services to GBV survivors. I have no personal financial relationship with commercial interests. Basically, I'll start by what is gender, and I don't think I need to go through the first bullet. But 12% of women aged 15 to 49 report that their first sexual intercourse was forced against their will. One in five Kenyan women, that is about 21%, has experienced sexual violence. Almost 45% of women aged 15 to 49 have experienced either physical or sexual violence. And 6.3% of Kenyan adults are living with HIV. And as you can see there, women, the prevalence among women is higher than among men. And basically, like everywhere else in the world, HIV has a face of a woman in Kenya. This is Kibera. This is one of our, it's one of the bigger ones in Nairobi. And as you can see, Kibera is characterized by close quarters. It's very, very crowded. There's poor drainage, poor service provision, and high levels of poverty and crime. And in Kibera, we have about 14 villages that keep on growing. That the 14 villages were by the time the project was coming to an end. So basically, there could be more than 14 villages as we speak now. And why this project was piloted in Kibera, because it was a pilot project, was mainly because when there was a literature review that was done with support of USAID and also the formative study, it revealed that a lot of rape that was occurring in Nairobi was occurring in Kibera. And also based on the Kenya Demographic Health Survey, Nairobi was one of the provinces that had a high prevalence of GBV. The other reason was because of its proximity to the National Referral and Teaching Hospital, which is Kenyatta National Hospital, basically because this initiative was in place to try and test whether all the three components of gender response could actually be implemented simultaneously. And this, the three components included awareness creation and prevention, then access to care and support, and the other was improving the ability to investigate, prosecute, and adjudicate GBV cases. Then, of course, again, the reason why Kibera was selected was because when we had our last elections, that was the 2007, towards the end of 2007, we had civil strife in December and January of 2008 because of the disputed presidential national elections. And what we found was that because a lot of studies and we had many commissions that were set up to try and find out what was happening, one of the things that came out was that there was high rates of sexual violence following the unrest, and particularly in the slum areas, and Kibera being one of them. Then this was found also to be the case. Then among post-election sexual violence survivors interviewed in Kibera, only about 23 reported the matter to the police. And most of them did not, of course, because of the fear of reprisals and
and the fact that it had when the literature review was done, including the formative study, it was also found that in Kibera we had a lot of organizations that were supporting the response to GBV, but unfortunately they were poorly coordinated. There were unclear and ineffective responses, mechanisms by the service providers, both medical, security and legal, including safety. And again, there was also the low levels of knowledge on what to do if violence occurred, where to go, what kind of services are available, and what or even how to preserve the evidence and within what period of time one needed to report or to seek for healthcare services. In Kenya, we are lucky to have the Sexual Offences Act that was enacted in the year 2006. But basically what we have also found is that there is very low knowledge on the existence of this act, and also what is stipulated in the act. So this was also found to be the case in Kibera. And again, the low level of knowledge on the linkages with other social and economic factors that contribute to gender-based violence. The duration of this pilot project was very short. It was between October 2009 to February 2011. And the way we were able to take it and run off with it was because we were already implementing another project that was being funded by USAID. And therefore, this project was embedded into that project by Pathfinder. And the strategies that we undertook to address the issues and be able to provide some findings or some recommendations, or you know, be able to share some of the promising best practices, was that we decided to have a government-based multi-sectoral prevention and response model. Again, we were lucky because the ministry or the government of Kenya had already realized this was an issue, and we had a gender commission on board in the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Services. And there was also a framework that had been developed, and they had come up with a model for the multi-sectoral approach in terms of prevention and response to GBV. Like I said, the project site was Kibera and Kenyatta National Hospital. Kibera is where we were to create awareness, work with the communities and the organizations in Kibera, and refer the clients to Kenyatta National Hospital for any medical and psychosocial support, and at the same time link the survivors to legal aid, and also link them to other social facilities or social services, including economic empowerment, and whenever possible, also try as much as possible to put them in shelters or safe places if they couldn't go home. The key partners to this was the USDOJ, and basically because of the second component of the YG, where we were supposed to improve the investigative and adjudication of the cases. Then we had the provincial administration, which runs from the national to the lowest level, which is the village, and is in the office of the president and is a very key ministry. Kenyatta National Hospital, PSI, we had worked with the PSI, which was also the partner in the other project that we were implementing. And the PSI was mainly for supporting the creation of awareness at the community level. Then the local NGOs, the CBOs, and the drama groups for community mobilization. This is the multi-sector approach that is recommended by the government. And we look at the four sectors. We look at the psychosocial sector, we look at the safety and security sector, we also look at the legal justice and health. And basically, this is so to assist in terms of coordination at the community level. And you can see who the members should include, and again, this also improves the referral network from the community to the other services that are required. The key objective and goal of the pilot project was the goal was to increase reporting of GBV and increase community action. And then those were the objectives: increase awareness, increase male involvement, and support the establishment of one-stop model GBV recovery center at KNH. But this morning we'll be focusing on basically the increased awareness at community level. So we had several interventions that we applied. The community mobilization, we had the community entry forums. Again, like I said, we really needed to have the government on our side, and the best way to do that was the provincial administration. In Kenya, we have the administrative boundaries that from the lowest, we have the village, then from the village, we have the location, and then from the location, we have the division, then the district, then the province, and then the national. So basically, this was very, very, very critical. And again, the fact that it falls within the office of the president, they act like the coordinators of whatever the government is doing at the various levels. And we also had to bring on board the community leaders for their buy-in, including the leaders from the women groups, youth, peace committees, health committees, the religious leaders. And the health committees we are talking about here are those that fall also within a strategy of the Ministry of Health, where we have the community strategy. And with the community strategy, we have the community units at community level, the community health units, which are managed by the community health committees at that level. And basically, through the community entry forums, what we did was to have these types of groups of people in forums where we are creating awareness on GBV, what the issues are, and also getting a participatory response from them, what they think are the main factors that perpetuate GBV, and again also creating awareness on the Sexual Offences Act. The other thing that we did for community mobilization was outreaches to raise awareness on GBV, the Sexual Offences Act, basically also focusing on the issues of showing love and care to survivors. And we targeted adults, the youth and children in and out of school. We had school forums, we had the drama groups, like I said, we had the small group discussions, and the method that we applied for the small group discussions was the education through listening. And for this, we trained community facilitators to facilitate it, to facilitate the ETL, the listening through education through listening small groups. The other intervention that we used was the multi-sector coordination. We supported the formation of grassroots, and what I mean by grassroots here is the locational GBV working groups that were based on the number of locations within Kibera. Kibera has about 5 locations, and we had 5 GBV working groups for at each locational level. But Kibera, because Kibera is a division, so we also had a divisional gender-based violence working group. And the members of the GBV working groups were drawn from the various groups in the community, the women group, the youth. We also had representation from the NGOs, the FBOs, and the CBOs, the religious groups. And at the divisional level, we had representation from the grassroots GBV working groups that became members of the division. Therefore, they were able to bring their issues from the location to the divisional level. And we made sure the chairperson of the divisional level of GBV became a member of the national GBV working group at the national level, because of the proximity of the group to the national level. And basically, the voice of the Kibera group was heard at the national level. We did also train the GBV. We did train members of these GBV working groups on GBV prevention responses and coordination, emphasizing on the importance of safety, privacy, and confidentiality. And if I can go back to bullet number one, what we also did was that to get the buy-in of the government and sustainability, the patron of the divisional level, Kibera Working Group, was the district officer, who is also in the office of the president, provincial administration. And at the locational level, we had the chiefs as the patrons of the GBV. Again, that is also an arm of the government. For the referral mechanism from these groups, we trained about, there was a participatory selection of 37 community response team members from the various sectors, that is the health, security and safety, psychosocial, legal, and legal. And these were selected by the members of the community. And again, the criteria that we used was also based on the strengths of these members. For those to be in the health committee or to be in the health health section of the referral system, we selected the community health workers. Oh, 5 minutes. They were the community health workers, and then for the legal, we had the paralegals at the community level, and the community health workers were also selected for the psychosocial aspect of the referral system. We provided monthly transportation and communication to these teams of about $21 to facilitate their work. We did a lot of capacity building. We had to build the capacity of the healthcare workers at the national level, basically because we needed them to be able to respond or to support the number of cases that were coming from the community as a result of the awareness creation. We were also required to do renovations of at KNH. Again, like I mentioned, there was supposed to be support to the renovation of one stop center, but that was not possible because the structure that was identified, we eventually told that it couldn't support the kind of structure we wanted to put on top of it. But we were also able to renovate a ward and created an admission ward for children and women that also had other facilities like counseling for the survivors. We did also we were also able to renovate the youth center at Kenyatta National Hospital for them to be able to integrate GBV activities. There was also the development of the case documentation form for data collection at the community level, and again we emphasized the issues of confidentiality. Whatever information was collected using these forms, it was coded. We did not use the names of the survivors because of the issues of security. We did also have monthly case conferences. The 37 members of the referral pathway would facilitate a monthly case conference every month where they would come and discuss the cases. And in these conferences, we had also the government partners, the police, the caregivers, I mean the service providers from the facilities, the children's department, the Minister of Gender was also involved in these case conferences. And what really was happening was that the community response team would present their cases, and they would also say what kind of bottlenecks they were facing at community level, or even as they referred these cases to the various arms of government, and those bottlenecks will be discussed. There was also the monthly case conference, identified ways of making GBV response more efficient and effective with minimum cost and no harm to survivor. Capacity building, we raised the accountability levels of duty bearers, because whenever they came to these conferences and there were issues, the community team was so empowered, they would tell them that, we came to you, this is what you said, you referred us here, you know, and all those things will be discussed, and during the conference we'll be able to come up with better ways of addressing the issues at community level and at the various government levels. Data entry and analysis, periodic feedback in community case conferences. Again, the data, whichever data we collect at the community level, like I said, it was coded, it was entered and stored away from the community to ensure that the survivors were not exposed. Other complementary community activities include such as establishment of a male champion network. We had a male champion network which is still very active up to today, And these were men. We first sensitized a group of men, and then they were selected by their peers to be the male champions, and we had about 72 from each village of Kibera. We also had the safe spaces and shelters. And again, what we did with these safe spaces, we worked with the community, with the communities to identify the safe spaces and the shelters. And priority was given to the ones that were managed by the CBUs for sustainability. And again here, the government came in very strongly. They provided the DC and the DO, the district commission and the district officer. They also made sure that whenever there was food given to the community, they would give some food to the space, to the spaces and the safe spaces and shelters. There was also the women's economic activities. The women group were taken through economic empowerment, including also the survivors, the survivors through their support groups that had been established through Kenyatta National Hospital support. Mapping exercise at the beginning, we had to map what kind of services were available at the various levels. Again, this also helped in terms of the referral pathway. We were able to find out where the medical services could be accessed and the psychosocial services could be accessed by the survivors, the legal aid and safety. And to make it easier for the referrals, we came up with a list of where the services were and the contacts of people to be contacted by the community team response team. And again, even at the community level, they knew who to contact in the referral pathway, because we also had their cell phone numbers. And the drawing of the referral service map, distribution of referral map to the community and administration during outreach sessions. The results, within that short period, we had about 165 survivors referred by the community volunteer group. We also saw an increased number of GBV survivors who were presenting at KNH and the MSF Belgium clinics in Kibera. And there was a quote, the MSF Belgium said that they had seen an increase from 2 to 4 per month to an average of 20 cases per month. Local community and government officials reported greater confidence in responding to cases. The community was able to support the members, the GBV survivors, and again also the government officials have felt more confident in terms of how to respond and where to refer the cases that went to them for support. So this is the thread. This is what was seen at KNH. And it is here 2008, that is when we had the post-election violence. That's why there was that kind of a spike, and then it went down. But with the start of the project, again, there was that increase. Community cases, case conference threads, this is what we started seeing as we went along, and we have continuously seen more men reporting GBV, including also issues of sodomy that were not there previously. And we were wondering whether this is one of the things that perhaps we need to find out what is happening at the community level. Are we seeing, is it as a result of the awareness that we are creating, or the men or the perpetrators looking at this issue as a women and girl issue, and therefore perhaps turning to men and boys? Again, survivors referred by community volunteers, by service, the medical policies, again, the shelter, and also the legal aid. It's looking like there wasn't much that was happening, but again, this is an area where we also need to find out what was also happening. Lessons learned. The community approach contributes to increased reporting of GBV cases, contributes to enhanced quality of GBV, because again, like I said, during the conferences, they were able to tell the government counterparts what was happening and where they thought were not doing the right thing. And of course, the duty bearers would take it and they wouldn't have anything against the teams. And of course, they would go back and improve on the services that were provided. It offers opportunities to integrate other sectors, such as HIV. Again, we found that as we went along, we also had to talk about other issues because they kept on coming out as some of the factors that were contributing to GBV. Enhances the coordination of multi-sectoral partners, legal aid, community shelters, effective model for raising demand for services, and it builds the capacity of the government and local partners. And for us, the capacity of the government, building the capacity of government was key in terms of their buy-in and sustainability. High investment in coordination and capacity building of the community and key stakeholders is key to success. And here we are not just looking at the monetary issue, but also looking at the output in terms of building their capacity. Challenges, high expectation by the local community. It was a very, very short, we had a very short period, and of course, we were not able to meet all the expectations of the communities. But again, we felt that there was a lot that we did in terms of creating awareness and sustainability, because even after the project came to an end, the activities that started continued, and we have gone back now with a new project, which is not just GBV, but integrated into HIV and HIV reproductive health. The other challenge was poverty, and what we saw was that a lot of what was happening is that even when the children were abused and the perpetrator was known, if they went to the family and agreed that they were going to pay some token to the family, then the cases would be dropped. And again, also where there was no legal support, of course, then the survivors would find it difficult to continue with the case because of the transport that is required. Or even when there was a legal aid support, where they needed to continue going to court and paying for transportation, again, poverty would affect their availability whenever they were required. Remnants of tribal politics from post-election violence still continued, but this is something that is now being addressed through the peace committees. The group dynamics that needs to be addressed, we have to keep on addressing because of the issues of leadership and governance. Guarantees absolute confidentiality at community level, even as we tried as much as possible to make sure that the survivors were not exposed, you can never be too sure. You never know who might go back and say that so-and-so is a survivor. The other thing that we did is to create awareness, there was a film that was shot in Kibera, and the actors were also shot from Kibera, and we had an advisory committee that was drawn from the members of our community from Kibera. We had this film, which is called Sitakimia, and the translation is, I'm not going to be quiet. And we were able to brand about 20,000 square feet of the walls in Kibera. And there's a quote there from one of the women. It was overheard by one of our officers as the women were walking against this wall. And one of the women said, "When we shout, they beat us. This time around, the walls will do the shouting for us." Let's see.